Welcome to the Glia podcast. We are now on episode 9. All right, you guys, it has been a minute. I have been so incredibly busy with so many different ideas, things going on, connecting with the community, and just going full force just on this whole entrepreneurial journey. And as you know, if you are an entrepreneur, no day is the same. So yes, anyways, I wanted to jump back on here. I feel like I've had so much that I wanted to get out to you guys, and I am now making the time. All right, so today I'm gonna just dive in on something. It's a little complex, and to some it might be a little bit out there, but I'm feeling called to bring it to everyone's awareness. And I believe that if you are ready to hear this, you will be sitting here, right now, listening to this podcast. And today I want to talk about being multi-dimensional beings. That's right, multi-dimensional beings. I know that sounds a bit out there, however, it's the truth. And we are multi-dimensional beings. We're essentially, and this is how I want you to look at dimensions. I feel like in human form, we are so logical, and so we have to see things in a physical perspective. So I think when we think dimensions, our human mind immediately goes to this sense of wanting to understand a physical change in the reality. So you think, okay, this dimension holds this, these physical objects and this thing, and then you move to another dimension and it has an entirely different look, right? I want you to look at dimensions in the sense of vibrational frequency. I want you to look at it as based on how you are feeling or your emotions is where you are at dimensionally, right? So for example, if you are, let's say, in this state of angst and there's more power struggle and you feel like everything is just going wrong, right? That I would say would be a lower dimension. You are in a lower dimensional energetic frequency, and we would call that third dimension, which is exactly where we have been living throughout our lifetime. And as we are shifting and evolving, our vibrational frequencies are changing. And as that changes, we are able to shift into higher dimensional vibrational frequencies. And when you shift into those higher vibrational frequencies, you're able to experience things like unconditional love and bliss, and everything just seems to happen with ease, right? We've all had those days where it's like, dang, everything is going my way. This feels great, right? It's like the right people show up. It's like everything just is aligning. I always like when stuff like that happens to me, I'm like, I am in full alignment, and that feels so good. But to be able to understand that is you are the creator of your own reality. And yes, I know that sounds very cliche, but you are. I want you to start looking at everything that you have ever thought to be true, and I mean everything, and I want you to question those thought forms and those beliefs, because chances are you have been limiting yourself to your full potential. And it's not your fault, because that's what you know, that's what we know, that's what we've been taught our entire lives. So why would you ever think something to be different, right? However, with all that's going on, it's easier now than ever to question your reality and all that you have ever been taught or thought to be true. And this is why I call 2020 the year of the ego death, right? Because it really just shook things up. Yes, it made everyone question who they were, who they thought they were, what they were doing with their lives. It allowed us to redefine ourselves, not just in an individual perspective, but as a collective. And this is where I want you to take control over your thoughts and how you perceive the world to be. Because as time goes on, time is speeding up, okay? And as you are the creator of your own reality, the thoughts that you have within your mind will physically show up into your physical world, okay? But as time is speeding up, these things will happen at a quicker rate. And what I mean by this is you have always been the creator of your own reality. This is nothing new, whether you know it or not. However, before, you could have a thought or like a negative thought, right? Or you're feeling down and you're just in a bad mood, okay? And maybe within hours, weeks, months down the road, you would create this boomerang effect where if you were maybe, you know, feeling poorly about a certain situation, then that boomerang effect would hit you like a week later. And let's say you had like a flat tire or you lost your job or whatever it might be, that negative effect or that negative emotion that you had had the week prior actually reverberated and created that vibrational frequency to affect you that week later, okay? But as things are shifting and times are changing and we are moving in and out of dimensions, lower and higher frequencies, your mental state is more important than ever. Because right now, what you feel and what you think is manifesting at a much quicker rate. And what I mean by this is in a good or bad way, right? So you can have a negative thought, and rather than it reverberating and boomeranging back to you a week or a month later, it's now going to happen almost instantly or just much quicker, okay? So you could have like a negative thought, and then all of a sudden someone writes you like a negative comment on Instagram, or you're going to have like a negative thought and almost immediately you go stub your toe or things like that. Or even in the most positive way, right? You can be on this total blissful high of like, oh my God, my life is so great. I'm so grateful for where I'm at, whatever it might be. And then boom, like you get this phone call, like you got the job, you got the job promotion, you were approved for that loan or whatever it is, it'll happen so much quicker. And that is why it is so incredibly important for you to get your mind right now. And getting it right to the point of you realizing how incredibly powerful you are. And I think we have been selling ourselves short on this because it goes back to what I've already said. This is all we've known, right? And I'm just here to unlock this part of you that you truly already know that's within you. You just have to remember. It's like you kind of, a lot of us, or every single one of us actually, went through this state of amnesia when we came down to this earth, okay? And when you go through this amnesia, you forget how powerful you are. You don't remember necessarily why you're here. And you go through this life journey of figuring out who you truly are and what your purpose is, right? And I'm just here to give you a little bit of a boost and let you know that you are pretty dang powerful. And this is why I know this because I luckily have gained experiences through my spiritual journey of being able to connect with higher dimensions in other realms where I've been able to experience things such as unconditional love and this feeling of knowing that I am this beautiful light being that is capable of so much, and that I'm being fully guided and taken care of, and every decision that I make that is guided with my heart will always be supported. And I've been able to get to these points of understanding based on, I haven't done drugs. I know it sounds like it. I know a lot of you are like, what is she talking about? And that's okay. You will eventually understand if you don't already. And if you have done drugs to experience these types of things, the way I like to look at it is like our minds have all these like doors in it, and there's like all these locks on these doors, and only a few of the doors are open in our physical conscious mind. However, when you vibrate at a higher frequency or you move up into different dimensions, you are able to unlock these other doors and experience other human or unhuman-like experiences that are beyond our general knowledge. Which is why I think people on drugs have been able to experience similar types of things where they're like, they have this knowing and this feeling of this like benevolence of just all loving and all light and everything's pure bliss. And yeah, I think that's great. And I think what's happening there is you are unlocking these doors that are within your mind that are already there. They're just waiting to be activated. They're waiting for you to remember that they are there, because those things that you do experience are in fact real. And I'm not promoting you to go do drugs. That's your decision. If you feel called to do so, by all means, go for it. I'm not here to judge. I do find it quite fascinating. However, I am not currently there yet with my journey. I've always said I've never felt the need to really do drugs, because I feel like a lot of experience that I've been able to experience on my own, whether it's through breath work or deep meditation, are very similar to the stories that I hear of from other people that I know who have gone in and have done these types of mind altering drugs. So yeah, but whatever gets you to this point, by all means, do your thing. I fully support you in whatever you decide. However, I am not promoting that you go and do drugs. I just have to put that out there. Unless you really want to. But yeah, so going back to being this powerful being, you are going to be able to experience realities that you have never experienced before. And what's so great about that is when you start understanding this, your thoughts and your life become limitless. And I mean limitless. Whatever you decide that you want, you can have it. No matter how crazy or how weird someone might think that that thought is, or that dream or whatever, it can happen. And I truly mean that. And I don't know, was it Steve Jobs who was like, if you can dream it, you can do it? I could be, I'm actually not sure who said that, but whoever said it, they were right. And that is why I'm telling you, or letting you know, that your thought forms and your thought patterns are so important. And this is why I'm such a huge advocate on being mindful with the types of words that you put out into the world and what you use, because what's in your mind will show up in your reality. I want you to look at it as we live in a holographic reality. So what you are thinking and feeling within your mind, you are projecting out into the world. And I mean that quite literally. You literally are doing that, which is why even more so than the words that you use are important, it's the emotion and the feeling that you have behind the words that you are feeling, using, or thinking, okay? Because that's what's gonna show up for you, which is why once you start learning this concept and truly embracing it and understanding it, you will never look at your life the same, because you start to realize that the people and the things and the situations and the scenarios that show up in your reality are all projections that have happened within your own mind. You created all of it, the good or the bad, okay? Which is so amazing, but also like, damn, that means like, oh, that person that pissed you off the other day, that was really your projection? Yeah, hate to break it to you, but it was. But when you start thinking of those things and you start seeing it in that light, it's actually magical, because then you start to see what you need to work on within yourself. And when you can be able, when you can see people and scenarios in that light, it's incredible, because when you can figure out those things much quicker and work on those things within yourself, you're able to, how do I say this? You understand the laws of the universe much better. So you're able to use them to your benefit in a quicker and more mindful way, meaning your manifestations can happen quicker, and not only happen quicker, but they can be good manifestations, not negative ones, right? Because you are always manifesting no matter what. No matter if you know that or not, you are. Because you are projecting all of your thoughts within your mind into this outside world. And so that's a cool concept to understand. However, it's quite aggravating at first. And it definitely makes you put your ego to the side when you deal with any scenario, which is not always easy, because it means you have to take accountability for what's showing up in your life. Kind of sucks at first, not gonna lie. When I very first started discovering this, I was just like, but wait, like, but they did this, you know, or like, well, that wasn't cool, or that, you know. Then it's like, no, but they're showing you the shadow side of yourself, or else it wouldn't be showing up, okay? So it's like, when something happens now, or someone, you know, said something not nice to you, or they did something kind of shitty to you, just know it is a projection of your shadow and what you have within yourself that you truly need to work on. And once you can figure that out, moving in to these higher dimension, higher frequencies will be much easier, because you stop looking at yourself as everything's happening to me, right? It's more of everything's happening for me, and you start to realize your power and how connected we all truly are. And that is a beautiful place to be, because once you understand that, you start to realize that we are all on the same team. And I know that seems like such a hard concept to grab at this very point in time, based on where we're at as a collective, but I promise you, we are all on the same team. But everyone just needs to wake up to that fact and remember how powerful they actually are. Some people are still under some amnesia, but once they remember, it will all be okay. And I know this was a lot. I know some of you have are listening to this thinking, what is going on? And that's okay. If this is a little bit too much, just know that it will all make sense. I'm still working on how to relay these messages that I receive or come to understand, because they're not always easy to put in this Now, I don't know how it's in this human form, I guess. It's like I can feel and sense and understand things. But when you go into a higher vibrational frequency, it's less physical and more emotional. And some of those emotions that are in these higher vibrational frequencies aren't always felt in this very physical human form. So there's honestly not words, like physical human words, to be able to explain some of the things that I have experienced. And I'm really working on how to bring that into existence, because I feel like if I can share this in a way that where people can understand, it'll allow those doors within your brain to be able to unlock and open. And once they're unlocked and open, they can't be shut, because once you know certain things like this, you start to realize how incredible you are. This living in this multidimensional, multiverse reality, it is incredible. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening and being so incredibly supportive. Please subscribe and share with a friend who could relate to this or who might need to hear this. I look forward to chatting with you guys soon. I'm going to come up with some more content that I think will blow your socks off, to put it in a silly way. But no, really, I'm excited to start sharing with you guys more. I joke with my friends, I'm like, I feel like I've been in this spiritual closet, and it's time for me to come out. So here I am. All right, you guys, have a beautiful day. I love every single one of you, and I'm sending you love and light always.